Business Matters is proudly sponsored by Print Supplies Frosses. With 21 years in business, Print Supplies provides managed print solutions with local support and remote ink monitoring, saving your business time and money. Print Supplies, your local printer and photocopier company.
Hello and welcome along to another edition of Business Matters here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Later in the programme, I'll be hearing about the New Frontiers programme at ATU Letterkenny. Backed by Enterprise Ireland, New Frontiers is geared towards ambitious startup founders with an innovative business idea that has the potential to scale up and provide employment. Are you ready to develop your idea and turn it into a revenue-generating business? Well, this could be just the thing for you, as you can now apply for the first phase of the programme, so do stay tuned. Before that, however, I want to tell you more about one of the events that is part of the local enterprise office's Enterprise Week, which runs from Monday, March the 2nd, to Friday, March the 5th. There's simply too many events to mention here, so do contact the local enterprise office or visit its website or social media platforms to find out more. Well, Sunday, March the 8th is International Women's Day, which in turn is part of International Women's Week. So appropriately, here in Donegal, there is a special event that ties in with Enterprise Week, Built on Belief, Women Building Businesses in Donegal. Is the name of the International Women's Day event, and it's taking place on Friday, March the 5th, in Ungreen Hotel in Burke from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. To tell me what's in store, and indeed to learn more about the continuing success of the Donegal Women in Business Network, I've been speaking with its president, Sally Murphy. I began by putting it to her that there has already been a lot of interest expressed in relation to this event, which has some very interesting guest speakers.
Yeah, there certainly has, Chris, and we're really excited about this one. We're part of the Enterprise Local Enterprise Week 2026 program. And so our event, like you say, is taking place in Greenland Hotel, Burt, on Thursday the 5th of May at 10 a.m. And once again, we are doing what we love to do, which is showcasing and celebrating Donegal women and giving them a stage to share the story of their business. And it's going to be a look at the highs and lows and a kind of behind the scenes perspective on what it really takes to build a business, and we will follow that up with networking, an opportunity for our visitors and our guests to connect with one another, to consider where they're at on their own business or entrepreneurial journey. And the whole event is about, like, what we love to do, which is about supporting women and helping them to believe in themselves and be inspired by connecting with other women on their journey.
And so many of us are inspired by other people, and when we hear stories about people's business journeys, for example, sometimes that can, it can rekindle something, or it can spark off an idea. You just never know what it's going to lead to.
Yeah, 100%. And like we always say with our events in the Donegal Women in Business Network, you don't have to be in business to come along. You know, you might have an idea, or you might just be curious, or you might just want to connect with ambitious, supportive women. So no matter what stage you're at, if you have an interest in business, growth, networking, you belong. It's about community first and business second. And that's really a huge remit for us. And with this event for International Women's Day, I'm really excited about the speakers that we have on offer for people to come and meet and to listen to, you know.
So tell us a little bit about the speakers and the format for the event.
Sure. So we have a panel of exceptional speakers. We have Sarah Lorraine Gallagher, who's the founder and creative director of Sarah Lorraine Ireland. And she has this incredible fashion brand, which is rooted in her heritage and inspired by her great-grandmother, a Donegal tailor. And she's also a mother of two, which she manages alongside designing and running her brand, and a real advocate for supporting Irish-made businesses. So joining her, then we have Claire McCrory, and Claire is the operational lead for the chronic disease management in Donegal with 20 plus years experience across acute and community healthcare settings. And Claire is really passionate about co-design and design thinking as enablers of sustainable healthcare transformation. And she works closely with lots of stakeholders, multidisciplinary teams, and it's really all about translating pathway design into meaningful improvements in patient outcomes and systems performance. And then last but not least, we have Louise McIlvany, and she's the former Chief Human Resource Officer at Learning Pool, the dairy-based e-learning company. And from a scrappy startup in 2006, she grew that into one of the UK's most respected and innovative providers of online learning solutions. And she has an incredible wealth of experience in developing people and teams and strategies, and is all about that employee experience and strong company culture. So we've got three really interesting speakers with different stories, different backgrounds, different perspectives, but coming together to share their experience of what it takes to build a business, what it takes to build your belief system, and the highs and lows of that. So we're going to listen to those three speakers each share their story. Then we're going to have a fireside chat. Our MCs on the day are two incredible members of our committee, Alice Lynch and Chantel Grant. After each speaker has spoken, we're going to have a fireside chat, and then we're going to open it up to the people in the room. We're going to give them prompts and have some guided networking where they respond to the conversations that were started on the stage there. So Built on Belief, an event where we hope women in business can come together and walk out of the room feeling clearer, maybe a little bit more inspired, and definitely more confident on their path ahead.
And you don't have to be a member of your network. It's open to everybody.
Yeah, no, it's open to everyone. We our information is available online where you can get your tickets. It's free for members, but no, you don't have to be a member to come along. And we encourage people to come along and to meet us and to meet other women who are at different stages of their career and to find out about what the Donegal Women in Business Network is all about. If you don't know, then definitely come along and find out, because we are a welcoming, warm organisation who love to see new faces come in the door.
And maybe you can enlighten listeners who aren't aware of the network and what it does. It really has grown from strength to strength. And indeed, in the last couple of years, you've seen membership growing. So what is the appeal?
Well, I suppose the thing about it is look, the Donegal Women in Business Network has been around for 25 years, and we're going from strength to strength. A huge part of that is the fact that we're supported by the local enterprise office. They'd be our primary sponsor. And we also have incredible sponsors like McIlhenny's, like the ETB, like the ATU, and a couple of other sponsors as well. And they are the wind beneath our wings. They allow us, because we're a voluntary committee, they allow us to have a facilitator who runs the show behind the scenes and a website, and to be able to invite the speakers and have the kind of program that we have. And I suppose what we're about is we're about providing a space that acknowledges and addresses the many unique challenges faced by women in business and women who are at different stages of an entrepreneurial journey or a creative journey in a place like Donegal, which is rural and less networked than maybe you are in other parts of the country in terms of infrastructure. So a community like this is vital, because it means that people can come along and they can meet like-minded women and find solutions to their problems, answers to their questions, and a sense of belonging, which is core to what we do when we're in business and navigating our way through life and work.
And typically you do run a number of events during the year?
Yeah, we do. So we run a programme of events from September right through until June. We typically don't have events in July and August. We give the committee a wee bit of a break there for the summer. And our events are online and in person, and we do our best to stretch them across the county. And one of the things that we really want is for people to let us know, and members of our networks, let us know what they want. So we plan our events ahead. You know, we try and do it a good 3 to 6 months in advance. And so we encourage people who are in our network to let us know what events they would like to see us put on, speakers that they might be interested in us bringing to the stage. It's very much collaborative. And, you know, we've developed a good rhythm and a good pattern to our events so far. So, like, we love to do an event in partnership with the Donegal the ETB around September time, because there's a lovely kind of back to school for business kind of energy around that time. Of course, we run events with our primary sponsor, the local enterprise office, and then we will have storytelling nights, coffee mornings, talks and speaker events. Really, we're responding all the time to what we hear the people in our network telling us that they want and need, and we're very dynamic in that way. We want to put on a program that supports and sustains and nourishes the people that we're connected with.
And is the network, is it purely for people who are in Donegal, or could you be from Donegal and maybe living in Dublin or New York or Australia, for argument's sake?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, absolutely. And look, we're seeing the need for that more and more. Obviously, you know, nothing really beats an in-person experience, right? We get to, and I think in the world we live in today, we need that more and more, you know. But having said that, there's great opportunity to be had with online events, because just like you say, it means that we can invite people who are not physically in Donegal, and people who have a connection to Donegal or feel a link or an affinity to Donegal in some way. And of course, then the online experience is perfectly tailored for them. The reality of it is with what we do, and I think we see this in all our events, whether they're in person or online, is that these events remind us that we're part of something bigger across Donegal. You know, joining our network is about showing up. It's about meeting great women. It's about sharing your knowledge with women, giving back. It's about learning something new, getting a helping hand on your journey, and always just seeing where that conversation or where that connection might lead. And you never know what can happen coming out of a good networking event. It can make all the difference and set off a ripple in your life and your business that is really positive. So we're all about that.
I know within the county you have a great geographical spread of members, and probably helped by the fact that at a local level you've had things like coffee mornings scattered throughout the county, and that sort of low-key, relaxed, informal approach that can often reap dividends.
Yeah, 100%. And of course we want to do more of that, right? So definitely that's why the clear invitation is if you have a venue, or if you have an idea and you think we should come to you, then let us know. Get in touch with us. Email hello@donegalwomenandbusiness.ie. Send us a message on our socials and we will respond to that, you know, because we do want to make sure that we're making our services and our experiences available to as many women as possible across the county. And the other thing I would say is, you know, sometimes I meet women and it always surprises me, I suppose, because I've been part of the network for so long, and they might tell me that they felt nervous coming, or that they didn't feel that they were ready, or they weren't sure if it was for them. And the message really has to be repeated over and over again. Please come along and find out what we're about. No matter what stage of business you're at, whether it's an idea stage, whether you're already working in another company and you just want to, maybe you work remotely and you want to be connected with other women and build community, just come along and find out what we're about, and don't be afraid. We are a network for every woman at every stage.
It must be great for you looking at the membership and just looking at Donegal in general. The amount of women in the workforce has increased considerably, and the amount of businesses being led by women as well. There's been a big spike in recent years.
Yeah, I think there has been, and I think that that trend is set to rise, and you know, we're part of that conversation, and we take that place very proudly, you know. And so, yeah, I do feel really proud of what we're doing. And I tell you what, I feel really proud of our committee, because our committee, none of this would be possible without the women who are on the committee, who are all businesswomen and family members and carers and parents and women with busy lives. And yet, month after month, they dedicate a huge amount of voluntary time and energy to be on the committee, to create the programme, and to make this possible. So I'm so proud of the women who I get to work alongside with, and also so grateful for all the women who were involved in committees previous to this one. All the women who have made the Donegal Women in Business Network what it is today. 25 years of effort and energy and vision, and it's just a privilege to be a part of it, to be honest with you.
So in many respects, I suppose you could say it's a kaleidoscope of talent there, everybody bringing their own unique strengths, and that's what helps it overall as such a positive group, and that positivity, you can really sense it at the meetings. What about membership? Mm. Now, there is a fee, of course, but it's a small investment in, because you don't know what doors it'll open.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, the membership costs probably something like less than a cup of coffee a month. You know, it's very reasonable. And what we rely on membership in order to continue doing what we're doing. So I know there's plenty of people out there who are considering joining, and I would ask them to, you know, for sure give us a ring and find out if they need to find out any more information. But definitely do make that investment in yourself, because for less than a cup of coffee a month, you get to be part of our directory. We spotlight members and their businesses at certain times. Our facilitator, Hannah, has just created this whole new newsletter experience for us. So people will be getting newsletters and finding out in a more regular way what we're up to. And then obviously then first access to events and either discounted or free tickets for those events. And also the opportunity to have your say. You know, when you're a member, we definitely want to hear from you. And so that's the invitation. You know, let us know what you want. Let us know how we can do better. And let's grow together. Because like we always say, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats. The more members we have, the more difference that we can make across the county.
And finally, Sally, if people want to find out more, I know your Facebook page is one good place to go, because you regularly post up there the events that are coming along. You've got a website as well. So no excuses.
Stay connected. We're Donegal Women in Business Network, and you'll find us online at DonegalWomenInBusinessNetwork.com. And then, across all the socials, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, Donegal Women in Business Network. And we are, we're, you know, 25 years in, and the best is yet to come. I think that's the exciting truth. We're really looking forward to the next chapter.
And just remind us again about the event next Thursday. And do you need to register for it?
Yeah, best to register. So, we need to obviously manage seating and all that kind of stuff. So the event is called Built on Belief, Women Building Businesses in Donegal. It's Thursday, the 5th of March, as part of the Local Enterprise Office Enterprise Week programme. And we are running from 10 until 1. And we have just brilliant speakers that are going to really inspire people in the room. So definitely come along and find out what we're about and make connections.
And that was Sally Murphy, President of the Donegal Women in Business Network. Coming up after the break, I'll be finding out about the New Frontiers programme, which is a great start if you have a business idea.
Business Matters is proudly sponsored by Prince of Plays Frosses. With 21 years in business, Prince of Plays provides managed print solutions with local support and remote ink monitoring, saving your business time and money. Prince of Plays, your local printer and photocopier company.
Welcome back to Business Matters here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Enterprise Ireland's New Frontiers programme is a great way to begin a potential step into business as you develop an idea. The programme's divided into a number of phases and has been the starting point for many successful businesses. Geraldine Byrne is the New Frontiers programme manager at ATU Letterkenny, and she's been telling me about the different phases in the programme and who it's aimed at. Applications are open for the next phase, and already there has been considerable interest.
Yes, Kristen, thanks for having me on. The next phase that we are recruiting for will be phase one of the programme, which is an online evening programme over 4 weeks, 8 sessions from 6 o'clock on a Tuesday until 9 o'clock, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6 to 9 p.m. And so it's because it's online, you know, it makes it very easy for people in all areas of Donegal, in our large county, to be able to attend. So there's no pressure. It's done in the evening, so that hopefully most people can attend, and it's completely free to join.
So who should be looking at this?
It's ideal for anyone who is considering setting up their own business, but are still at the very early stage of their idea. So it's not trying to compete with the local enterprise office's Start Your Own Business course. This is really for people who are looking to explore their business idea that has, you know, potential to scale and grow, as you mentioned, with export potential, employment potential. We're trying to keep it or create jobs in the region, and that's what we're all about in collaboration with the other enterprise agencies in the county, including the local enterprise office, Udaris and Westwick. So this is, so that's what phase one is about. Just if you have a germ of an idea and you really don't know where to start, the programme will go through various, I suppose, what you want to call topics, including, market research, defining what your value proposition is. Like, have you got something that people actually want to buy? And somebody mentioned to me recently, when I loved it, was a quote, "Is there a market in the gap?" So rather than saying, is there a gap in the market, is the gap in the market big enough to make money for you as an entrepreneur or founder? Or is it going to just, you know, it's a lovely thing that you want to do. There is a problem to be solved, but it's just not a big enough problem that people are willing to put their money where their mouth is and actually pay for the service or product that you're delivering. Other things we will cover, obviously, are target customers, how to get those customers, cover things like intellectual property. We'll have the Intellectual Property Office of Ireland coming to talk. We'll cover things like business planning and how to finance your business. So that's kind of just to give you a flavour of the essential topics that we're covering.
In some respects, it's a case maybe of bouncing ideas off other people and getting that feedback that could give you a valuable sense of direction and what road to go down.
Absolutely. And like the programme itself is great. At the moment we have about 20 applications, but typically we'll have between 20 and 30 people on the programme. And, if people feel comfortable sharing their business idea, and people do, you can get feedback within the group, also from the trainer who delivers the programme and myself. But also it's important, like if you keep your idea to yourself, you're never going to find out if this is something that people want. So the first thing that people learn really and we ask them to deliver on while they're on the programme is to go out and actually talk to your potential customers. Do your market research. If you don't, you can do all the desk research in the world. In other words, you can Google and you can look to see if there's, say, existing suppliers of what you think you want to do. But that's just not enough. Just because there's nobody else doing what you're doing, or you think there's nobody else doing what you're doing, doesn't mean that there is a big enough market for what you're thinking about doing. So we say to people, go and talk to as many customers as possible. And it might turn out that the customers that you think will buy your product won't be interested, but it could be a completely different market, a completely different sector. So it's really important to kind of get out there and talk to people. But obviously, if it's something that, if it's a product and you've developed a product, you want to be careful not to show people your product, you know, as it is, in case it is something that is protectable. But you can actually go out and talk to your customers, but without actually talking about your business idea. You just go and talk to them about the problem that they're having and talk to them about that. Or maybe they're not having a problem, but the problem that you think they're having. And we go through all of those, we go through that in detail on the programme. So that's really the kind of the most important thing for anyone to do before they spend any money on developing their product or service further.
And I suspect sometimes people who go through phase one, they may get answers that they're not expecting and may totally reevaluate things or go down and look at changing their potential product or idea completely.
Absolutely, absolutely. People pivot, well, I say to people, pivot early. So don't be hanging your hat on a particular business idea, developing your product to the nth degree or your service. When I say product, it can be product or service, a physical product, or say a software as a service. But if you are too wedded to your idea and then you discover down the line after spending months on something, spending money on it, that there just isn't, the customers just don't want what you've delivered. So yeah, pivoting early is good.
So in essence, it's really an investment in time in these early stages. So if you go through phase one, what's the next stage and what happens after that? And how are you selected to go on to phase two?
Yeah, so we will be having a new kind of a new program, essentially. This current round of funding for the current program as it is finishing up. As we finish up this current phase two and moving into phase three. So as it stands, we assume it will still be the same process. There will be an application form. And when details of that are known, Chris, I'd love to come back and talk to you again about that. So for now, we will be delivering the phase one as if it will be the same program in, you know, September time, which will typically be when we run another phase two. But as it stands, we can't kind of give any dates or any kind of details of the procedure for that at this stage.
Yeah. Now, in the past, the phase two has been a six-month program. So tell us, where are people based? And there is some financial support available as well, or that has been the case up to now?
It has, and it will, as far as we know. Again, we're just waiting on confirmation. There continue to be support so that the person can leave full-time employment and grow their business and work full-time on the business. So that will continue. But it will be a slightly different program, but I can't imagine it will be that different. Mm.
In a sense, this is a helping hand. There will be some financial support there because you're going to be taking a lot of time at the second phase. And typically, what would be involved? I mean, there's mentoring, you're getting face-to-face interviews, there's workshops, things like that?
That's exactly it, yep. So you, if you get on to phase three of the program, when it is the full-time six-month program, there are sort of typically regular workshops, like once a week max, and they're held either in Letterkenny or in Sligo. Some are online, but to allow people from across the region to attend, we typically keep the workshop to once a week, so there's not that big of a time commitment. And the rest of the time, you'll be meeting with your mentors, so the trainers, say on finance, you know, trying to develop, get your cash flows ready or your business plan. You will also have an Enterprise Ireland mentor who's specific sectoral experience. You have regular one-to-ones with me, although some of the participants might give out the fact that they meet me so often, maybe not, but I'm there to kind of keep them on the straight and narrow. And then they have like regular kind of every 2 months kind of formal reviews with a wider panel. Which includes the local enterprise office and Enterprise Ireland representatives. So, yeah, so that's kind of it in a nutshell. They also get co-working space, so they can either take a co-working space in the CoLab in Letterkenny. And in the case of Donegal, because it's been such a, it's, you know, it's obviously such a large county, and it can take over an hour to get an hour and a half from some areas to get to Letterkenny. We've been very lucky with the GTECs. They've provided free hot desking for participants in the past. For example, Evie Nodie, who's the founder of Cheer Bakehouse, she uses the GTEC there in Gweedore, which is literally only around the corner from her. So she's been able to avail of that. We're very lucky in Donegal. We've got a great partnership arrangement with the GTECs, Uterus, the Leos. We're very, very lucky in that way.
And for those people who take up workspace, be it in Goodore or in the CoLab in Letterkenny, one of the big advantages there is, I suppose, you're automatically networking with other people, many of whom may also be going on a similar journey.
That's exactly it. We can never underestimate the power of networking. And I know there's a lot of talk about AI, but it's not going to replace that human connection. Even I feel anecdotally and I suppose talking and dealing with the participants over the last number of years, they love, one of the biggest aspects of the programme even, is meeting each other on a regular basis and learning from each other, supporting each other, getting connections. Strategic networking is really important, but also those kind of water cooler moments in the likes of the GTECs and the CoLab are equally as valuable.
And if somebody goes through the New Frontiers programme and down the road, maybe the business doesn't take off, they will still have had the whole experience of picking up, no doubt, many business skills from being on that programme.
Absolutely. Look, what happens realistically is not everyone that goes through the New Frontiers programme may end up starting that business with the idea that they came in with. But they may go off, you know, work for somebody else for a year or two. But I suppose that itch will probably always be there. And they may turn around in a couple of years' time and start a new business based on a problem that they see needs solving and their market research that they do as a result of the learnings that they've had on the New Frontiers programme. So, yeah, it's never a waste. Like anyone I've spoken to that's decided not to go ahead with their project at the end of the programme and I meet them in, say, a year or two's time, they always say it was a valuable experience and that it's helped them, you know, in the future, even in employment, you know, those skills that they've learned.
And it's great to see some of those people who have been a success going on, employing people, expanding businesses, and then indeed some of them coming back and sharing their own stories. And I think we'll have examples of that in the forthcoming Enterprise Week.
Absolutely. For example, if I just mentioned Evie O'D there from Cheer Bakehouse, I see the Local Enterprise Week have herself and John Duffy from Wild & Co, who were both on the programme last year, on the New Frontiers programme last year, and they're both panellists on the From Idea to Successful Brand, which is for food businesses and drink businesses, giving their, you know, sharing their real-world experience of growth and the challenges. Like John, you had him on the programme a couple of times, I think, over the last year. And I think it's in March that he will be delivering the fruits of his Kickstarter to the people who've signed up for who backed him, in other words. He exceeded his goal of 5,000 by about 8,000, I believe, which is a huge success. It's great. And Claire Ryan then from ITUS will also be a panellist at another event about cybersecurity and smart manufacturing, also next Tuesday from 12 to 2, and that's in the CoLab in Letterkenny. So I think without being a sales rep for the Donegal Local Enterprise Office, there is a huge amount of offerings, I suppose, for the Local Enterprise Week. I'm actually giving a clinic on the Tuesday as well, if I can give a plug for that, between 9 and 1. So anyone who wants to have a kind of a confidential one-to-one with me for 30 minutes, they can do so if they go download the Local Enterprise Office brochure, which is on their website, localenterprise.ie/Donegal.
Now, interesting, you mentioned John Duffy there, and there are many examples of people in the food and drink sector. His own product, you know, it's an unusual path that he has gone down, but it's a great example of something that people probably have never come across before.
100%. I mean, you don't get, or I don't know too many, 100% wild Irish venison, high-protein snacks. But he's definitely, there's definitely an opportunity there for those kind of unique, high-protein, clean foods. There's a growing trend, and if you look at the likes of Euromonitor, they're always producing these reports, and how there is a growing trend for clean, unprocessed food and beverages, but also skincare as well.
Now, if people want to find out more about the New Frontiers programme, the website has plenty of information.
It does indeed. It's you can go directly to our Northwest one, which is newfrontiersnw.ie. And if you go onto the homepage there, you'll see a link to the Phase 1 programme and also to alumni stories, eligibility and so on.
And that was Geraldine Byrne, New Frontiers Programme Manager at ATU Donegal. And in other news this week, Ballybofane's Stranorlar Chamber of Commerce held its AGM last Tuesday. Martin McGowan is the new chairperson, taking over the mantle from Paul Harkin. And there are a number of new members on the committee, including a number of younger members, which augurs well for the future. The Chamber enjoyed a very successful past year with numerous events and activities and has seen a big increase in membership and also a dramatic jump in followers on social media. Finally, the very best of luck to all who have been nominated for the 2026 Highland Radio Hospitality Awards. The gala presentation ceremony is on this Sunday evening in Jackson's Hotel in Ballybofey and promises to be quite a night. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. If you want to contact me, the best way is by email. The email address is quite simply businessmatters, that's all one word, businessmatters@highlandradio.com. As always, I'll conclude by wishing you a healthy, happy and profitable week ahead. Until the next time, goodbye.
Business Matters is proudly sponsored by Prince of Plays Frosses. With 21 years in business, Prince of Plays provides managed print solutions with local support and remote ink monitoring, saving your business time and money. Prince of Plays, your local printer and photocopier company.